It's good to be with you this morning. I invite you to stand and let's join with the choir in singing verse 6 of O Come All Ye Faithful. You may be seated.
Advent is a time for God's people to reawaken their longings. Today, we long to worship the newborn King. Today, we long to hear the good news proclaimed by the angels. Today, we long to receive the promise foretold. Today we light all the candles. The first candle ignites the thrill of hope in the hearts of weary people. The second candle shines peace that surpasses understanding into a conflicted and confused world. The third candle expresses the joy of fulfilled promises and the anticipation of those yet to come. The fourth candle shines with grace and a new life in God's unconditional love. Today we light the Christ candle in celebration of our Messiah's birth. As God's promise continued to shine, we echo the words shared through the ages. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Mm-hmm. Please join me in prayer. Gracious God,
in the day you made your Christmas proclamation,
the cry of "Come, O come, Emmanuel,"
has become joy to the world, like the shepherds on that starry night,
when it opened with
majestic humility. May we now come to worship Christ, the newborn King. Amen. Today's service will be a little bit different. We will celebrate the Christmas story with scriptures and carols. A few years back, when someone tried to tell me that angels do not sing, I thought they were wrong, and I checked. The Bible proves that they do sing. Revelation 5, 11 and 12 says, "Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.'" Zephaniah 3:17 is another scripture verse, and that says that God sings too. "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. And he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing." Music is a wonderful way to sing praise to God, and the traditional hymns and songs of the church help us to learn the truths of God's saving work in our world. And so this morning, our worship service is devoted to Christmas music, and especially to the Christmas carols. Carols are a particularly joyous kind of music with words that celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus. So at Christmas, we celebrate the Lord's birth through singing. Christian followers of Jesus have celebrated Jesus' birth throughout the ages. And in the 17th century, a political change set in. And by the middle of the 19th century, the custom of Christmas caroling had passed away almost completely because of the influence of the Puritans, who objected to all forms of revelry and irreverence around the holy day of Christmas. This was indeed the dreary age of Scrooge. Interestingly, it was Charles Dickens, the author of A Christmas Carol, who did very much to restore interest in the celebration of Christmas as a Christian festival. Most of our favorite carols have been written within the last 400 years. Let's thank God for the hymn writers and the composers who have given us these joyous carols to sing as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus, the Christ.
Scripture, Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon thou hath the light shine. Thou hast multiplied of the nation, and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoiced when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Meridian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, ever and ever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this."
The hymn, Good Christian Friends Rejoice, is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, Christmas carol that we have. It was written about 800 years ago in the 14th century. It was originally written in Latin, and its author is unknown. It is claimed that this joyful carol was sung by angels to the mystic Heinrich Suso. The earliest known version of the carol is in a manuscript in the Leipzig University, dated 1400. It was translated into English in 1853, and the tune is a 14th century German melody. Let's stand and sing, Good Christian Friends Rejoice. Be seated. Last night during the children's visit, I shared with them not only the Christmas story, but also the legend of the candy cane. And I'm going to read you the legend of the candy cane, and when the service is over, they'll be in the back. And if you want to pick one up, you may have one. But here's the candy cane legend. Since you all are children in Christ, I'll share this with you. Look at the candy cane. What do you see? Stripes that are red, like blood shed for me. White is my Savior, who's sinless and pure. J is for Jesus, my Lord, that's for sure. Turn it around, and a staff you will see. Jesus, my shepherd, is coming for me. It's a great way to remember the truths of our faith. So this will be in the back after the service. You can have one after church. This next carol that we're going to sing is a traditional French carol. Its origin is unknown. It was first published over 130 years ago, but it is believed to have come from the 18th century. It first appeared in the Methodist hymnal in 1935. The tune is French. And like many other hymns and carols that help us grow in our faith and love for God, as you sing this song, you may remain seated. As you sing this song, imagine yourself hearing the message of the angels and responding like the shepherds. Angels we have heard on high.
Oh,
The next scripture is Luke 2, 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this tax was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city of David, which is called Bethlehem, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth in Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth the firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
This next carol is a relatively new carol. Shakespeare even mentions the tune Lady Greensleeves in his writing, The Merry Wives of Windsor. Church organist John Stainer harmonized the dancing tune for religious use, and the three stanzas of this carol are taken from a longer poem called The Manger Throne, which was written in about 1865 on Epiphany Day. The author of that poem, William Dix, had read the gospel for the day, and that was Matthew chapter 2, 1 through 12, and he wrote that poem. This carol is a wonderful example of how each of us can learn and teach the truths of the Bible. Let's sing together, What Child Is This?
Angels sweet and the sweet.
Let's continue in our worship by going before the Lord in an attitude of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day when we can gather and humble ourselves and worship you. Lord, thank you for choosing us without prejudice for race or position. Thank you for choosing us and wanting us to be your very own. And as we celebrate your entrance into the world, thank you for coming as a tiny baby in your mother's arms to save us from our sins. Thank you, Lord, for your gentle love and acceptance of us as you knock kindly on the doors of our hearts. Help us, Lord, by your love and your grace to accept the new life that Jesus offers to each of us today. Please open our hearts to the touch of your hand on our lives. Help us to admit our sins and receive the forgiveness that comes only from you. Lord, give us a love for you. Give us a love for you and a grateful attitude for the great love you have shown for us on the cross. Lord, thank you for this time to gather with friends and loved ones, with you as our greatest friend and our dearest loved one. Restore us and renew us so that we might know ourselves, not only to be in your presence, but to be changed and be made clean before you. Hear us, Lord, as we confess our sins and ask you to forgive us and heal us. Hear us also as we pray for others. In whatever circumstances they are, we pray for you to be with them and assure them of your presence in their lives. Please bless our example before them and bless them with faith in you. Hear also our prayers for your world. In your mercy, please bless the leaders of our nation and leaders of other nations with your peace and your justice, and to celebrate you this day as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lead us back into the ways of your righteousness and faith in Jesus and faithfulness to your written word, the Bible. Help us to set the example as your church of people who have received forgiveness and salvation and have been given eternal life in Christ Jesus the Lord. Help us to love you. Help us to bear your fruit that the world cannot ignore. And we ask, Lord, that you hear our prayer in the name of Jesus, who was a child and is our Lord and who will come again as King of Kings. Hear us also as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us all to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Scripture, Luke 2, 8 through 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shined round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. For this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
The hymn In the Bleak Midwinter is really a poem that was written by the English poet Christina Rossetti, and it's commonly performed as a Christmas carol. The poem was first published under the title A Christmas Carol in the January 1872 issue of Scribner's Monthly, and was first collected in a book form in 1875. As you sing this song, you can recall with Rossetti in verse 1 the physical circumstances of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. In verse 2, Rossetti contrasts Christ's first and second coming. The third verse dwells on Christ's birth and the simple surroundings from a humble stable being watched by beasts of burden. And Rossetti achieves another contrast in the fourth verse, this time between the angels who are present at Christ's birth and Mary's loving tenderness as of a mother with her newborn baby. The final verse is for us. It gives us the opportunity to offer ourselves to the Christ child. Let's stand and sing In the Bleak Midwinter.
Oh,
may be seated. And I ask you to give your attention to the choir as they share with us from their voices another hymn, the First Noel. choir. God gives us so many reasons to be thankful. God gives us so many blessings, more than we can imagine, more than we can hold. And being with you this morning is a blessing and a joy for me. As we sing praise to God, as we recount the events around Jesus' birth, I'm continually reminded of God's blessing in my life. And as I interact with you, I see God's blessing in your lives as well. As we prepare to receive the morning offering, your tithes and your gifts make it possible for ministries to continue so that people, not only within the congregation, but out in the community and even in the world, can be touched by God's generosity through you. So as the usher comes forward, let's stand and sing praise to God. Us to be. We praise you for all of the blessings that you bestow on us and offer to us, blessings that we cannot even begin to return or match. Thank you for the opportunity to give back to you through our tithes, through our offerings, through lives that have been changed because of the presence of Jesus at work in us. Enable us to continue to be faithful to your presence in our lives, to continue to give generously out of the abundance with which you have given us, and continually celebrate your presence in this world. All this we pray for and thank you for in Jesus' name. Amen.
Scripture is Luke 2:15 through 20. And it came to pass, as the shepherds were gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they had heard, it pondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Our next carol is a happy hymn. It was written in Poland, although the date is uncertain. The English paraphrase was first published in a music magazine in 1926, almost 100 years ago. The origin of the song, however, is believed to date back to possibly the 13th century. The Polish text could possibly be attributed to Peter Skarga, who lived from 1536 to 1612. And the rhythm of this next song resembles a Polish folk dance that was made popular by Friedrich Chopin. The text of the carol brings to our minds the image of Jesus in the manger. And in case you're wondering what song this is, it's Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. You may remain seated, but let's sing together.
Thank you.
Next scripture is Luke 2, 22 through 32. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him that of the Holy Ghost, that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit unto the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the customs of the law, they took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel.
In our own country, at the close of the war between the states back in 1865, there was a young pastor named Philip Brooks, and he traveled from Philadelphia for a year abroad in order to regain his health. On his travels, he made a pilgrimage to the Holy Land and traveled on horseback from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. As you sing this next song, imagine looking over the town of Bethlehem as night has fallen, and know the inspiration that Pastor Brooks experienced for himself while he wrote the words to the next carol. The tune was composed by Pastor Brooks's organist, and it was composed in order to be sung at a Sunday school Christmas program. O little town of Bethlehem.
Scripture is Luke 2, 33 through 40. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is set for fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a word shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. That there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming into that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
Please listen to the choir as they help us to celebrate along with Simeon and Anna.
Oh,
Our last carol together is one that best summarizes the birth narratives in both Matthew and Luke. And as you sing the words to this familiar song, pay attention to the progression of events that are described in the stanzas. The first stanza starts with the angel's song. That leads to the shepherd's adoration, the gifts of the wise men, and to the saints' praise in heaven. Those are the four verses that we're most familiar with. But there is a fifth verse. It's about sinners' repentance on earth. And quite honestly, that last stanza, which we're going to sing today, is usually omitted from the hymnals because it seems to put a damper on unbridled Christian joy, Christmas joy. But for the Christian, we remember that the only way to receive God's joy at Christmas is through the repentance of our sins. And this last stanza will remind us that the Nativity, Jesus' entrance into the world, is much, much more than a sweet manger scene. The birth of Christ was an event that celebrated the liberation of oppressed people by a just and merciful God taking on human form. So as we stand and sing and celebrate God's justice revoking our sentence, and it's in Jesus that our sin-filled chains are broken. Let's stand and sing together. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 and 2, says these words for us. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. This Christmas, go in the presence and the peace and the light of Jesus, not just the newborn Jesus, but the Lord of Lords. Amen.